helping Michigan farmers get back to work after being injured on the job. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, farming can be a very dangerous job, and each year, many Michigan farmers receive serious injuries due to accidents on the farm. Getting those farmers back to work and doing what they love is the goal of Michigan AgriBuilty.
I was in a grain auger accident where me and my husband were offloading some grain from a wagon to an upright bin, and my foot got caught in the grain auger.
And that's Brittany Duncan, who farms with her husband in Shiawassee County. The accident, which happened about a year and a half ago, led surgeons to amputate her right leg below the knee. Not long after her accident, she was introduced to Ned Stoller and his team with Michigan AgriBuilty.
We called AgriBuilty before I was even fitted for a prosthesis. Their first appointment out here, I was still healing from the amputation surgery. But I knew I wanted to hit the ground running, and so we made that call, and they got the wheels spinning right away.
She says Michigan AgriBuilty put together a custom plan and made modifications to their farm and their equipment to help her get back to work.
We have things from ramps to fence line feeders for sheep so that I could feed my sheep barns without ever having to go inside of the pen, because sheep are pretty pushy and my stability and my balance isn't as good as it once was. So he got us hooked up with fence line feeders and rubber floor ramps so that I can pull carts over door jams without having to lift things higher.
She says they not only helped save her family's farm, but it also helped her with her mental health after the accident.
Me and my husband were considering selling absolutely everything when this first came along. And since then, we have not had to get rid of or downsize much of anything. So if I would have had to give up farming because of my accident, it would have been a whole different mental load issue. So as much as it is about the physical ability for me to continue doing this, it's also about the mental and emotional perspective of it just is who I am, and I didn't want to give it up, and they made it possible for that to be the case.
For more information or to make your donation to help fund Michigan AgriBuilty, visit MichiganAgriBuilty.org.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Holland, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Warm air continues to dominate over the Great Lakes region, but that is going to come to an end. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. Well above normal temperatures today. We see a heck of a lot more cloud cover, though, during the day than we saw yesterday. That cloud cover eventually will lead to some precipitation. The hot zone for development is going to be in Illinois here this afternoon, and then it rips up into western Michigan as we approach a sunset. By midnight, we're seeing rain and thunderstorm action cover a large part of Michigan. Secondary round of moisture coming through later tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening. Combine both waves together, the early rain and thunderstorm and the cooler precipitation behind it. I think we're looking at a liquid equivalent of anywhere from a half to 1.5 inches. Coverage at 100% of Michigan. Lower Michigan, at least, seeing all liquid. UP has a better chance for some scattered snow showers that leave minor accumulations. As we move into the Thursday-Friday period, I think we're done with moisture. Well, Thursday we're done with it, seeing a mix of clouds and sunshine. Another system trying to come through in the northern parts of the state overnight Thursday night into early Friday, crossing through everywhere else a Friday afternoon into early Saturday. Right now, looking for snow out of that. The UP can see some significant accumulations, and central northern Michigan can see minor accumulations. Southern Michigan, nuisance snows. We have another system tracking right across the northern part of the country. Northern Plains, upper Midwest, Great Lakes for late Saturday through Sunday. Rain and snow both, and we see significant coverage, significant moisture. I think that system really depends on how cold it gets as it comes through, as to what kind of mess it creates. We'll update you on that when we get closer to it. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A very interesting day for the grain and livestock markets on Monday, to say the least. Here with more is Andy Eubank and John Zanker with Farmers Keeper. They spoke at the close of trade Monday.
Well, the stock market started very, very weak and has come well off of the lows. And in a reverse move, crude oil extremely strong, well off the highs. And not only, John, have the grains and oil seeds started higher, they are now turned all the way to the sell-off side. So some weakness there in grains and oil seeds after another promising start. What's happening? Is it simply profit-taking or something else?
Well, I think it's largely profit-taking and just uncertainty. You know, this is just a really difficult time to try to figure out with any degree of certainty what's going to happen next. And given the news that we've heard today, I'm really highly surprised that we've sold off as hard as we have. I'm looking here at the nearby diesel futures contract at 364. That is 83 cents off the high in diesel. I mean, just amazing. And of course, of greater importance, we have May corn futures 21 cents off the high. We have May bean futures 37 cents off the high. It's just it's a bit of a bewildering day. And not one, you know, sometimes you hear me say, well, we shouldn't be surprised. I think we should be surprised with this one. If there had been something in the news about maybe some talk of a ceasefire, perhaps we shouldn't have been surprised. But I'm not seeing that talk. And I think the replacement for the expired Supreme Leader isn't going to be well accepted by either Israel or President Trump. So I'm not a big seller here at these levels, Andy.
John Zanker with Farmers Keeper there. Settlements from Monday, May corn down 6¾ at 453¾. July corn 5½ lower at 465½. May beans dropping 4½ to 11.96¼. July beans 4 cents lower at 12.09. And May wheat down 13½ to 603¼. April live cattle sharply lower, falling $4.42 to $2.3015, and April lean hogs down 80 cents on Monday to close at $94.82. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.